It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hey, friend, welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and today I want to talk to you about some principles to have victory in your life as a Christian. Sometimes we fail to realize that life is a battle. We have an enemy, the devil, who's really out to try and hurt us, to try and destroy us. And you know what he wants more than anything? The devil wants your faith. That's what he did when he came in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. And he said, did God really say this? He was wanting to steal their faith in God, that somehow God had withheld from them something good. Most people today probably do not remember a World War I hero by the name of Sergeant Alvin York. He was the most famous soldier of World War I. And he was also very unlikely to be a hero because York felt that his Christian faith barred him from killing anyone. He was a pacifist, even in war. But after being drafted, York went home on a 10-day leave, and he considered the scriptures that a Christian captain had shared with him. And finally, in a crisis of his faith, God showed Alvin York that he could obey God and defend the helpless people in Europe at the same time. So he wrote, he said this, he said, "As I prayed there alone, I knew that he was there. He understood that I didn't want to be a fighter or a killing man. He took pity on me, and he gave me the assurance I needed. And it was his will, and that was enough for me." You know, friend, Sergeant York had to win the war in his mind before he could ever win the battles that were going to lay ahead of him in the trenches of France. And the Bible teaches us that it was the same way with Joshua, the great hero of the Old Testament, who shared the same name as Jesus in the Hebrew. He was the word Yeshua means God's salvation, and that was the same name for Joshua in the Old Testament. And the Bible tells us in the book of Joshua that after receiving the reports from the two spies, readying the troops, they were crossing the Jordan, and Joshua sought to ready himself. So he goes out and to survey the landscape. He wants to devise a battle plan. And it was there that he encountered a man with a sword in his hand. It said this in verse 13, "And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted his eyes and he looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with a sword drawn in his hand." Now that had to be a scary thing. Here's Joshua. He goes just so he can be alone and hear from God to get the battle plan. And there he sees a man standing there with a sword drawn in his hand. It's a good thing Joshua didn't draw his sword back, supposing this was someone wanting to fight with him. Verse 13 goes on and says, "And Joshua went to him and said to him, 'Are you for us or are you for our adversaries?'" Now, I don't want you to miss his response. In verse 14, he said, "No, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Wow, this was not the response that Joshua expected. He said, "Neither. I'm not for you or the enemy. I'm here as the commander of the Lord's army." And God walks onto the scene. He you know, so many times we think, well, God's taking a side in this situation. No, he comes to take over. We are not to ask, is God on our side? We need to ask, are we on God's side? I love the story in the book of Joshua, because as Joshua's standing there and he sees the man with the sword and he says he's commander of the Lord's army, when he identified himself, Joshua falls on his face and he worshiped. And he said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" So many times, friend, in the middle of our trial, we can become fearful. We can even become angry. We can become just despondent, not knowing what's going to happen. God wants us to fall down and worship him in our trials. "And what does my Lord say to his servant?" And verse 15 continues the story. "Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, 'Take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy.' And Joshua did so." You see, what we see here is Christ appearing as a man. 1,400 years before he appears in Bethlehem as a baby, he appears to Joshua. He's commander of the Lord's army there. And in shock and amazement, Joshua falls face down before the Lord. Now, what can we understand in this situation? First of all, the messenger allows himself to be worshiped. Angels never do that. Had that been an angel, he would never have allowed him to worship him. Secondly, Joshua was instructed to remove his sandals because the ground he was standing on was holy ground. That reminds me of Exodus chapter 3. With Moses, the same thing happened. We're not told what the message is, but we can figure out from reading the story that God told Joshua how the war was to be fought. The greatest significance of this meeting with the commander-in-chief of the Lord's army was that Israel will not be fighting alone. Sometimes when we go through things in life, we just need to take time to get alone with God, to realize that He's in our situation. He's there with us in the battle. Jesus said, "I'll never leave you or forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age." Now in chapter 6 of Joshua, verse 1, we're introduced to the scene in Jericho. It said, "Now Jericho was securely shut up." One translation says, "tightly shut up," because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. God begins by giving a promise in verse 2. This is what he said. "And the Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor.'" Notice with me today, the Lord proclaims Israel's victory over the city of Jericho, and he does it in the past perfect tense. He says here, "It's already happened. I've given Jericho into your hands. It's as sure as if it already happened." I've been there, friend, many times. I've been to Israel 31 times, and I've been there where those walls had fallen in that town of Jericho. They say the walls were so thick that they could do horse chariot races on top of the walls. It was a secure city, but according to God, it had already fallen before it ever happened. Friend, so many times as we feel like we're losing the battle, we need to remember that the final chapter hasn't been written yet. We need to realize that God's not done yet. Not only is the battle won by remembering who's in command, but secondly, God's methods are not man's methods. And God uses different situations and different means than we would ever use. The Bible tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through prayer for the pulling down of strongholds. Now, the instructions that Joshua is going to get from God of how Jericho is to be defeated take place in verses 3 through 5. And they're such strange, it's such a strange battle plan. This is what he said: "You shall march around the city, all your men of war. You shall go all around the city once, and this shall you do for 6 days. And the 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And it shall come to pass, when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the walls of the great of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up every man straight before him." Wow, marching around the city 1 time a day for 7 days. And then he tells us, or that's for 6 days. And then on the 7th day, they are to march around it 7 times. And then what do? Then they shout. They give a loud shout. And they blow the horns, the ram's horn. And what's going to happen? The walls are going to fall. Wow. Remember the old spiritual song, "Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down"? Really, that's not correct. God fought the battle of Jericho. Joshua just obeyed. He just obeyed God, but God made the walls fall down. Since Israel just marches and shouts, there's no doubt who knocked down the walls of Jericho. Sometimes the walls in our life can set themselves up, and they can look so intimidating in our life. But friend, I want you to know, out of obedience, God can knock down the walls in your life. Beginning in verse 6, Joshua begins to convey the instructions to the people. Joshua said to the son of Nun, called the priests, and he said to them, "Take the Ark of the Covenant. Let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Covenant. And he said to the people, proceed and march around the city. He gives them the same instructions the Lord had given to him. You see, friend, God's methods are not man's methods, but God's methods are always the right method. We need to obey him. Thirdly, the best way to hear from God is just to be quiet. Verse 10, now Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout or make any noise with your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout, then you shall shout. Now, what's so important about that? The best way to hear from God is to be quiet. Sometimes we are so busy talking that we're not listening to see what God is saying. The people are instructed, they've got to remain quiet until they hear that long blast of the trumpet. Then they are to shout. The trumpets used in the battles were the ram's horns or the shofars. I have one in my office. God's word reveals that we hear God's voice best when we remain silent. Moses said back in Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to hold your peace. One of my favorite psalms is Psalm 46, verse 10 and 11. And this is what it says. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. I think that's the hardest part sometimes, is to just be still and let God take over. As Joshua passed these instructions of the Lord onto the people, he didn't mention that the walls were going to collapse. The people didn't know what was going to happen. They had to be obedient and follow the instructions of Joshua, who was following the instructions of God. And after 6 days of the same single march around the city, the seventh day finally came. And on each of the previous days, they had tramped around the city and then returned to their camp. But on the seventh day, the Israelites didn't return to the camp. What they did is they marched around the city seven times that day. And then after the long blast of the trumpet, they gave a shout. And the Bible says in verse 15, but it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early, about the dawning of the day, and they marched around the city seven times in the same manner. And on that day only they marched around the city seven times. And in verse 16, it says, in the seventh time it happened when the priest blew the trumpet, that Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpets, and it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. And then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. It's interesting because Hebrews 11 is the Hall of Fame chapter in the Bible. And in verse 30, it recounts that by faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people marched around them for 7 days. What is it that honors God and pleases God the most? It's faith, friend. It's believing what God has said. God wants us to have faith and just obey. The prophet Samuel put it this way in 1 Samuel 15 and verse 22. He said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed better than the fat of rams. Friend, we need to remember that the battle is won by remembering who is in charge. That God's methods may not be the same as man's methods, but they're always right. The best way to hear God is just to be quiet and listen. The victory is ours if we just don't give up. Friend, I want you to know God's with you today. He loves you with an everlasting love. If you're going through a trial today, just trust Him, because God will see you through. He loves you, my friend. He really, really does walk in grace.
Stop by our website at weneedgod.com and drop me a line today. Let me know you're listening.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.